Okay, now you are.
Entertain a motion to come out of recess into session for public hearings.
Got it.
Second.
Have a motion, second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time that county council holds zoning hearings. Each application will be announced, and the director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendations made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity to anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. The first matter is change of zone number 1713, Weller's Utility Trailers. Mr. Light.
Thank you. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a B1 neighborhood business district and an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.954 acres more or less, lying north of Route 16 and 520 feet west of Route 595A, being Spruce Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on April 12 of 2012. During that public hearing, the applicant had provided a survey and exhibit booklet, and council has before it a copy of that same booklet. On April 9th of 2012, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments. They are part of the record of the minutes of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was also a letter received by the department from Jeff Reed and Judith Reed voicing no objection to this rezoning. Mr. Weller was present and gave testimony along with his attorney, Gene Byard of Wilson, Howbrook, and Byard. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application, and on April 12 of 2012, the commission did defer action for further consideration. On April 26 of 2012, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he has given this application a great deal of thought, that there are a lot of factors that he has considered about it, including whether it should be a conditional use with the limitation that the county can place on that type of approval or a change of zone. That he has also considered the location of this property along Route 16 in a place which does not have a lot of other commercially zoned properties around it. Mm-hmm. That he has given consideration to the way this particular property has developed over the years to the point where it has a large commercial type building with a history of commercial uses. That based on these factors, he is ready to make a motion recommending approval But in making this motion, he also wants to make it clear that it is based upon the history of this particular piece of property and should not be seen as a trend for future commercial development in this area of Route 16.
Well, that has no bearing, does it, on anything?
Pardon?
Does that have a bearing on the future, really, or just?
No, he's looking at the uses that have been on that property.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1713 for Weller's Utility Trailers for a change in zone from B1 neighborhood business and a small area of AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this parcel has a history of commercial type use. It is fully developed with a large retail warehouse structure on it with parking lots and stormwater management facilities, and it has been used intensively as a grocery store in the past. It previously had a conditional use approval that was upgraded to a B1 zoning. The CR1 rezoning would be consistent with the prior uses and zoning trends of the property. Two, the site is currently developed with all agency approvals, including commercial entrance approval from DLDOT. Because of the prior development of the property, DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study. Three, any use of the property that involves major changes to the existing structures and parking lots will require site plan approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Four, this property is located along Route 16, which is a major collector route. Five, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic in the area. Six, there were letters from neighbors in support of the application and no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And seven, this recommendation is based solely on the way this particular property has developed over the years and the prior zoning classification that have been given to it. He does not intend for this recommendation to be an indication of how the county should treat the zoning and uses on adjacent or nearby sites. There was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I did receive one additional comment that came on April 18th. It's comments from the Sussex Conservation District. They advised that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected by this application. It is not likely that any off-site drainage improvements will be required, and it is possible that on-site drainage improvements would be required if there were changes in the site. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions? If not, Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Ms. Deaver, gentlemen, my name is Dennis Schrader. I represent the interests of JKJ Properties, LLC, and Weller Utility Trailers, which is the applicant here today. The site, I suspect, is probably well known to you. It is a very well-kept, attractive site that's just west of the intersection of 16 and 113. As you leave Ellendale and head towards Greenwood, and it was the former site of the Yoder butcher shop. The site contains 6.95 acres and is currently zoned AR1 and B1, and at one time or another has had two different conditional uses on the site and, of course, was used for commercial activities. Currently, the store site is vacant. There is a rental house that's on the property. If this change of zone is granted, Mr. Weller would be able to move his current facilities to this location and would be able to continue, trailer sales, sheds, swing sets, carports, and the material that he typically sells in and outside of his present business location. The reason for doing so is that his present site is located in a planning area by DLDOT. Depending upon funding and everything else that goes on with DLDOT, it may turn into a big intersection for 116, or excuse me, for 16 and 113. Mr. Weller needs to move to a different location. By giving him a CR1 zoning designation, then he would be able to get his motor vehicle dealer's license, which is required for him to sell the utility trailers that he has at his current location. And I'd also point out to you, as far as the site plan is required, the structures as they currently exist, the layout with the stormwater management pond, the fencing, all of that is commensurate with what Mr. Weller would like to keep on the site, and it is anticipated that there would be no site or structural changes to this particular location. In fact, he currently has two DelDOT entrance permits. There was no required traffic impact study. And he is able to pretty much go into this as a turnkey operation. On site, there is a private sanitary waste disposal system that would be adequate for his sales office and the patrons that would visit his site. There are two wells on site that would provide him with adequate water for his proposed uses. The property is served by the Ellendale Volunteer Fire Department, as well as for ambulance, as in fire. Delaware State Police are the police agency that has jurisdiction over this site. If something unfortunate would happen, Milford would be the closest hospital, and that's not far removed from this particular area. There are no wetlands on site. There are, as a part of the current site plan as it exists, 51 parking spaces, which is 13 more than is required by the application. In fact, Mr. Weller tells me that on a good day, he may get as many as 25 vehicles at any one time. And I think that I'll get Mr. Weller up here in a minute, and he'll be able to confirm for you that the use of the property for his type of operation is in fact less intensive than it was when Mr. Yoder had his store there. It won't be nearly as much traffic generated by it. There are already on site the two approved entrances, and there are turn lanes available for this project. In summary, it's a nice location, and it's a beautiful site that was well kept by Yoder, and this will be something that will take an empty building and put a business back in it, and perhaps Mr. Weller can continue to be the successful businessman that he has been at this particular site, selling things that you're familiar with. And I know I've mentioned we've heard him on WGMD before. When you say Wellers, you think trailers. He's a brand. And this, I'd like to bring Mr. Weller up. Mr. Weller, you've heard what I've said. Do you adopt these comments as if they were your own?
Yes, I do.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, just so everybody knows, because a lot of people are concerned, I'm just doing this to resell the property. That is not in my intentions at all. In other words, I have the property on the highway in Ellendale, was opening a store there in the middle of all that, found out a while back that DelDOT is going to be taking that property someday. If they never take it, they're still going to hinder me. So I was able to get the Yoder property, was moving forward, and realized you cannot get a motor vehicle dealer's license in B1 zoning. So my business, believe it or not, requires the same dealer's license that a huge car dealership requires just to sell trailers. So I didn't even think the conditional use was even possible, so I'm pursuing the CR1 because now I'm so deep into this, I want to go ahead and get it done. There is one more thing that I did want to mention. It's not a big thing, but in the world of borrowing money for my business and for inventory and things like that, I can borrow more money from property that is zone CR1 than I can if it's B1 with a conditional use. So it takes a lot of money to buy inventory, to have a lot of inventory, and my banker, Jack Riddle, seems to think this is also in my best interest. But I intend to improve the neighborhood, I intend to do a good job, and I kind of would like to open a business there. I think I could complement the property.
There were no persons in opposition to this application before the Planning and Zoning Commission. As Lawrence has pointed out, it was unanimously recommended to you for approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission for the reasons that are stated in the minutes. We have, as a courtesy to you, provided you with a format or a matrix for an approval motion if you choose to favor this application with your approval. And Mr. Weller and I will answer any questions that you may have of either or both of us.
Are there any questions from council?
I've never seen a planning and zoning decision that says that he's not intending for this recommendation to be an indication
of how the county should treat the zoning and uses adjacent to the nearby sites. Wonder why that's in there and what kind of legal...
Want me to explain to you?
I'm wondering why that's in there and does it have any legal weight to it? Does it mean anything legally?
You know, I'm not sure how much weight would be given to that if there were a court case. However, it appears that it was his intention to let the public know that he was looking at this application and this application on its merits and based on the history.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, usually also when you have an established district, it's easy to, you know, to
expand.
So what they're saying, this is not a reason to maybe expand in the future, but it doesn't really carry any weight.
No.
And it is.
You need it, though, because you do outside display. B1, you can't do the outside display, so you have to have a C1.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or C, whatever it is, C2.
ZR1.
ZR1, thank you.
And as you're aware, it is...
County Road.
It is a unique site. I mean, it already exists. We know what it was. It's had a prior history, and it is all fenced in. So there's... I can understand Mr. Burton... I mm-hmm. suppose giving a slight warning to those who may come along.
Impress upon us how smart he is.
Oh, yeah.
How knowledgeable he is of the zoning code.
Perhaps. I can't speak for Mr. Burton.
Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And with the council's permission, we can close the record in this matter, too.
Let's do that.
We'll close the public hearing, and any one opposed to it will close the public record, too. Mr. Moore, would you read a short title, please?
Sure. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B1 neighborhood business district and an AR1 agricultural district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 6.954 acres more or less.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt CZ 1713. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, we should adopt that ordinance. And reasons would be the seven reasons that Planning and Zoning gave and the fact that their motion carried 5-0.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes, because the applicant needs the CR1 zoning because of the outside display that he would be utilizing to sell his trailers. So, yes.
Although, yes, I'm familiar with the property. It's very attractive. It's certainly appropriate for CR1, and it's a shame to see a building like that sit empty. Hopefully, it'll create some jobs.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on recommendations B&Z.
Also, based on the reasons for planning and zoning and the fact that it appears it'd be a good fit for that building to get it back in use for some jobs there, that's the economy, is a good thing. I vote yes, motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a fine day.
It's a shame you had to use the second string. You know, you had Gene the first time. It'd have gone a lot smoother, probably. I read about guys riding motorcycles. Have you got a problem? You've been riding a motorcycle a lot lately?
I'm helping the economy.
There's one in the news. There's a guy in the news who's been riding a motorcycle a lot.
Larry?
That's very dangerous.
I know.
They sort of put your free.
Thank you.
See you.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, the next application is change of zone. 1714, the application of William F. Godwin, Jr. Mr. Lang.
Yes, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a GR general residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 3.61 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Phillips Hill Road, also known as Road 472, 1/4 mile east of Johnson Road, also being referred to as Road 434A. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 12th of 2012. The commission was provided with a copy of an existing minor subdivisional record for this parcel. It was 3.6 acres, was divided into four lots. Those lots are of record. The commission also had before it a copy of the DLDOT comments received on January 25th of 2012, a copy of the Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division comments of April 9th of 2012, which are also in the report. William Godwin was present on his behalf and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. Raymond Luce was present in opposition to the application and expressed concerns about the density by subdividing the property and that the acreage to the rear of the property is farmed. Mr. Luce was advised by Mr. Wheatley, chairman, that the subdivision already exists, that each of the four lots contained at least 1 acre of land, and that the lots were approved for recordation. Mr. Robertson also added that the size of the lots, the location of the lots, has already been established, and the applicant is seeking an option to place a manufactured home or other single-family use on each lot. On April 12th of 2012, the commission did defer action for further consideration, and on April 26th of 2012, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1714 for William F. Godwin, Jr. for a change of zone from AR1 Agriculture Residential to GR General Residential based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking GR General Residential zoning for four existing lots containing a total of 3.61 acres. The purpose of this change in zone is to allow the applicant or subsequent owners of these properties to place a single-wide or double-wide manufactured home on each lot without the need for individual application to the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, which would be required if the zoning remained AR1. Three, the placement of manufactured homes is appropriate in this area along Phillips Hill Road since there are other similar housing types in the vicinity, including 12 double-wide manufactured homes and four single-wide manufactured homes. Four, the change in zone will not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties or community. Five, the change in zone will not adversely affect traffic, roadways, utilities, or public services. Six, the change in zone would not likely result in any increased density since the configuration of the existing lots does not lead to further subdivision. There was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this application to County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion did carry 5-0. For benefit of Council, just before we started the public hearing process today, Mr. Godwin handed me a copy of a aerial photograph, and it's highlighted in three colors: green, yellow, and pink, and I would, when he comes up here, explain that document. That's all I have. Unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Godwin.
Good afternoon. My name is William Godwin. I live on 20307 Hastings Road, Frankfort, Delaware. First of all, I want to thank you for being here and allowing me to speak. I'm not as well-spoken as Mr. Schrader, so I'm going to try to keep this short.
You're saving a lot of money. You're smarter than the other Weller thinks he's smart.
Unfortunately, I didn't realize Mr. Lank was going to read a couple of these things, but I have a brief statement, if you allow me.
Sure.
I'm here today to ask that my four parcels be changed from AR1 to GR1. I have been through the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they recommend approval unanimously. Motion carried 5-0. Each lot has 150 feet front footage and is at least an acre. Lot 2 already has a double wide LPP system. The other three parcels have DENREC approval for three more. And to make this clear, the three vacant lots is only going to have one dwelling or single wide, double wide on each lot. I just want to make sure that everyone understands that. To repeat some of the Mr. Ross's statements, It will not affect the traffic, roadways, utility, or public services. And as you can see by the map, I'm sorry it's not in color and it's not a pretty aerial, but the pink references my four parcels. The dark green represents a single Y that had additions to it, so now it is a double wide. And everything highlighted that you see are single wides. Hmm. So in that area, you can obviously see that what I'm asking to do is not an outrageous request. So with the approval from council today, I hope you will vote in my favor. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that I'm clear, it's the pink lots are the ones you're requesting?
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually, there's one lot that was cut off. I apologize for that. But there's four parcels right there. I don't know if you can clearly see where the lines are or not. And if you can see on lot two, that's the double wide that's on one of my parcels. Excuse me.
There was also a color, a map overhead that Lawrence provided our packet that shows the four lots.
And again, I apologize. This isn't in color, and it's kind of hard to see. But to pull up an arrow that size, it is kind of...
Sure. We have a copy of it in our
panel. Okay. Any questions of council?
Wondering what the other zoning is for the other mobile homes. Would you have to have had GR put them there?
The area zoned AR. The majority of the mobile singles that are there either went through the Board of Adjustment for an exception, or they're on 5-acre parcel. You can see there's some elongated.
Okay, bigger than I realized.
The old ordinance allowed a double wide on a 5-acre parcel or a mobile home on
anything.
Manufactured home, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I'll use the wrong word. A manufactured home on 5 acres or more, and they were stripping lots off 150 wide and 1,800 foot deep and developing the front acre maybe, and the rest of it grew up in whatever. So that's why we did away with that.
That was good.
That worked for a while, but it didn't work. They're not too well at the end. So. But that's in this area. You can see it on where you had the smaller version on the computer. Mm-hmm. You can see it.
Well, they're
strict,
I see it.
Yeah,
they're awkward, aren't they?
And Lawrence, how come one of those lots only has 145 feet? I thought 150 feet was the minimum.
Oh,
don't
listen to him.
I don't have a copy of that in map in front of me. Let me see. I got it here in the folder. The 150 has been required now for about probably 20 years. Let me see if I have. I'm not even sure if I have a copy of that set of drawings. Robin's got one. 145. I think that lot's 150, really, because it couldn't have been subdivided without it. It was well created. You didn't have to have a variance to create your lots.
No, sorry. No.
The 145 should be at the width of the lot at 40-foot setback. That's the elongated frontage.
Just right across the street is a guy with 155. So if we just bring, you know, subtract 5 and bring it down, it'll make it 150.
That'll work.
No, it would have been 150, or he would have had to have a variance.
Okay.
Whatever we want to.
Is this Trinity something? Trinity Meadows?
It's down the road from Trinity Church. Hmm. It's about, say, a mile and a half.
Did you buy this originally, or did your parents?
Well, it was my aunt, and I bought it from her as one parcel.
Was her name Godwin?
Yes, sir.
I sold it to her.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, Lord.
Conflict of interest.
There's another one. I'm going home. See y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Did she pass away? She was a nice lady.
No, actually, she still lives in my double wide, rent free. I'm just.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, I maintain.
Any other questions from council? If not, do you have anyone else, obviously not, to testify today? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. And with the council, if it's the council's pleasure, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Without anybody from council have any objection to that, we'll close the public record.
Do it.
Let's close it.
And Mr. Moore, if you would read the short title.
Okay. Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.61 acres, more or less.
Entertain a motion for council.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to approve change of zone 1714. Any question on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, because I like the six reasons given by planning and zoning and the fact that it motion carried, again, 5-0.
Cole. I'll vote yes. It's compatible with surrounding properties.
Phillips.
I'll abstain because of my previous relationship.
He's been wanting to do that for months.
Yes, according to along with P&Z.
Based on the reasons why planning and zoning, it does seem to go fit in with the area. I also agree and vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
Thank you. And may I add one separate thing? A couple weeks ago, you guys voted for my son's Eagle Project. You guys made a donation. Jared Godwin.
Yep.
So he's not here, but I want to take this time to thank everybody.
You're welcome.
For
you're
that.
Welcome.
And
well, sometimes we give to Girl Scouts, too.
I think so. Okay. Keep that key to my account. Look on that check, please. It doesn't say Phillips.
Well, again, another thank conflict. You very much.
Congratulations for your son
Eagle
getting
Eagle Scout is a great deal.
If you ask him, I push him in everything, but this is one thing. He's only 14.
Oh, gosh.
So to push him with this, I definitely wanted him to get this done. But, again, I want to thank you for that. So
I can think of a lot of other things.
Have a good day,
be
sir.
Into it, 14.
Oh, yeah. Thanks again.
I'm going to motion to adjourn.
Get back to work.
Second.
Very good.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole. Take
wow.
the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We are adjourned. Thank you all very much.